Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Where's me sausage meaty?
The possibly lucid Lyndon Byers on sports.
Working 4 hours a day, 1 minute sports.
I have been crushing Bud Lights since I was four.
Walking around naked.
We have all seen you naked here in the studio.
Enough said.
We apologize about that.
Danielle Murr, a.k.a.
Taser Tongue,
with news.
She's not husky, she's amazing.
I'm great at fingering the bed.
This is crazy.
Janice Rossi in 2 hours, a whore.
And Chief Nerd Officer,
ew,
Mike Hsu.
It's a cosmic field trip.
Yoda sounds like do or do not, there is no try.
I'm gonna take my shirt off.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It appears to be really insulting, and I have a problem with that.
They will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit.
Worst case scenario.
Thanks for listening.
Yo soy fiesta.
What is going on, baseball fans?
Yeah, they're going all the way.
Woo! Well, yeah. Good morning, one and all, from the Baseball Tavern. And when I say one and all, there is one who is not a part of the all this morning. Would you care to guess who that is?
Let me see. You are here.
I'm here.
Danielle is here.
It's yes. Me.
There's yes. Stiz. Stiz Grimey's here.
Yo.
Yeah. We're missing our sports director on the most important sports day of the year. The only day the sports matters, except for the day after the Super Bowl, is the home opener at Fenway Park. And has anyone heard from Lyndon Byers?
I have not.
We don't know where LB is or what did he.
I just say he said something alarming yesterday before I left?
Yeah,
he said. We're at the Capitol Grill tomorrow, right?
Capitol Grill. I mean, we're at the Baseball Tavern in the shadow of Fenway Park.
Right.
The Capitol Grill is where we broadcast for Marathon Monday.
Right.
Scotto!
I think he's banging on the door down there right now.
Well, probably. He's probably doing something along those same lines. But anyway, it is one of the excuse yourself, sir. It is one of the great days in our city. It is when hope springs eternal.
Yes.
And your Boston Red Sox return here to Fenway Park today with a 3-8 record. However, it's a fresh start. It's a redo. And it looks like weather-wise, things are going to be okay. The rain is probably not going to happen until after game time today, which is great news.
Now, here's my concern. How, as a devoted baseball fan, are you going to watch the game? Because I notice we're still sans spectacles.
I do not have my glasses. Luckily, I will be in the EMC club and close enough to be able to see the television at all times.
Okay.
I'm not planning on venturing. I don't venture outside during the home opener. Ladies and gentlemen, here's LB. He's arrived on the scene this morning. At 6:04. Good morning.
I hate this city.
What is your problem with the city?
Because I'm losing my mind.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I got lost.
You got lost.
Oh, no.
I mean, literally. We're 3 miles away from our studios in Brighton. We're just in the Fenway area.
The frustration.
Yes,
being lost on Huntington Ave over by Northeastern.
Oh. Jeez, how did you get over there?
No, that's exactly what I was yelling at myself in the truck about.
You need to get out the foldable map and find your way here.
I need to have brain surgery.
I didn't know this was your first time at the baseball tavern.
Seriously, I was so frustrated.
Well,
Mike Shue,
we're glad you're here, and it is. Right off the bat this morning, I have to say hello to a listener that I encountered this morning, Mike. The Uber driver who drove me over here is a regular listener of the show, and I told him that I would say good morning.
You Ubered over here?
Well, yes, I'm frugal. I parked
cheap.
I parked at the radio station, so I didn't have to pay $50 to park down
50.
Here.
$50. Guy, next door is $60.
So the Uber cost me $12, and the parking would have cost me $50. I'm already $35 up on the day, or $38 up on the day, whatever the numbers are. So it is. It's an annual Rite of Spring, the home opener, and of course, you will see something that you don't often get to see. I guess we get to see it more often here in the City of Champions, but you will see two of our professional sports franchises with the trophies that they just won last season on the field today at the same time as the New England Patriots and the Boston Red Sox celebrate championships. So it's going to be a pretty amazing day today. Now, of course, we learned yesterday that neither Robert Kraft or Bill Belichick or Tom Brady, bestie, will be participating in the ceremonies today.
Okay.
And I'm not surprised. I guess I'm not surprised about Mr. Kraft. Certainly, he's been in the news of late. I think that there are some people who are blaming this on a poor relationship between John Henry's Boston Globe and the New England Patriots, and that and that the that the those in the organization. I'm not sending a bat signal to Derek, but I know a bat signal is automatically going out right now to Derek, the Steelers fan.
Yes.
But those that are down there at One Patriot Way, down at Disney,
on Route 1,
as Derek likes to call it, that they have had it with the Globe taking shots at them, whether they're describing a send-off rally with 35,000 people as being the decline of interest in the
right, like
in the,
really,
or whether they're talking about the chummy relationship between Brady and Trump or Belichick and whatever. So there are some, I don't know how you feel, but some feel like this is Kraft, Belichick, Brady saying sorry, John Henry, sorry, Boston Globe, but we don't need to be there for your opening day, which I wish Tom Brady were going to be here. Bestie's probably not listening right now, so I think it's okay to say these things without worrying about. But I wish he was going to be here today.
You can't say it after 8.
Exactly.
Okay, once he gets the rolls out of the wrapper.
No.
And I'm surprised that you would say that too, LB, because I feel like usually you're kind of on the side of like athletes and management, kind of doing what they want, and it doesn't really matter.
I just think the fans want to see Tom Brady.
Right. Didn't they see him at the parade?
Yes, they saw him at the parade. I would love
TB to be here, but it's kind of like, it's not like we haven't won any championships lately.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It's not like they're dragging the Lombardi trophy out for the first time in 37
years.
Haven't
you seen them enough?
Yeah,
right. I mean, obviously, there are people who didn't get the chance to go to the parade and maybe haven't gotten a chance to go to Gillette or even a Sox game, and this might be their first time, and they're disappointed. But I don't think you can magically get everyone together all the time.
Hill dog. What time is that call coming? Hill dog.
Hill dog,
the
please.
Fact that Kraft is not there, Hill dog, is a disgrace. All right. Well, anyway, it is one of my favorite days, one of the best days in our city. The home opener getting underway at 2 o'clock. That is the first pitch from the starting pitcher today, LB, who is?
Chris Sale.
Oh, you got it. Wow. All right. We finally got it. Chris Sale on the bump today. And the Red Sox are advising those of you who are headed to the game today that you are in your seats by 12:45. or in my case, standing up at the bar at the EMC Club by 12:45 today. And we got lots going on the show this morning. We are going to play a game that we play every year here, and that is Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune. We're going to do that at 7:20 this morning, so you can hear the Red Sox radio broadcast legend, Joe Castiglione, share some lyrics with you, and if you can identify the tune, then you will be a winner. We'll do that at 7:20 on today's show. We're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one of those on opening day or the National College Basketball Championship, which ended at about 4:30 a.m. this morning after overtime, or any other topic. Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. So leave a voicemail message now, and we will play your voicemail messages back at 8 this morning. And then at 9, we will be joined here at the Baseball Tavern by Garen Austin from Nesson, which we may identify as a sports news smoke.
Yes.
So Garen will join us and talk some baseball coming up at 9 o'clock on this morning's Hillman Morning Show. Coming up in just a moment, thanks to science, we now know the top 10 cities in our country where grown-ass adults are still leeching off their parents. So if, if that's where...
if it works...
Keep doing
good
it, right?
Cat.
Yes, right, yes. Right. So we'll get to that and the rest of today's news. Coming up next, live from the Baseball Tavern, our home opener live broadcast being brought to you today by Budweiser.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to earmuffs, Mark Shue, would you say that Center Field by John Fogerty is the number one baseball related earmuff?
Oh,
I can't. I mean, are there any? Yeah. I mean, you have Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but that's not a pop.
There's one from some guy from New Jersey. I can't think of his name. It's kind of obscure.
Oh, you're talking about Glory Days? Oh,
maybe. My God. Over. Oh,
yeah.
Greatest baseball music video ever. Bruce Springsteen. But we are broadcasting in the shadow of the greatest ballpark in the world. And
there are
LB,
a few
you don't,
hearty souls.
I just want to tell you, LB, you don't have to direct the crowd. You always do. You don't have to. It's fine.
I was just looking for a little action.
It's okay. I don't need you to direct. You don't have to direct the crowd.
Background.
No. Please stop it. It's nonsense. Stop. There's five people here. Stop it.
Stopping.
LB. Yeah. So. But anyway, where was I? We are at the Baseball Tavern, and it is the home opener today. The Red Sox will receive their rings, and they'll be wearing some kind of a pomp and circumstance uniform that has the gold stitching and the gold on the hat, and they will be receiving their rings. Of course, the Lombardi Trophy, the latest addition to the gigantic trophy case down at Disney on Route 1 will be here, and most of the important members of the New England Patriots will not be here because they hate the Boston Globe and John Henry. So, but it's going to be an amazing day today, as it always is. And it looks like the weather is going to cooperate somewhat. It is going to be cold. So if you're going to be out in the bleachers with me, bundle up because make sure.
Stop it. Disingenuous.
I thought about wearing silver puffy today, but I wore black
windbreaker,
black spring.
Is this new?
It's sort of new. It's it's Peter Millar. I don't know.
Still get the tags on it.
I don't know.
What are you coaching Little League today?
I don't know if you're familiar.
Why isn't the tag on the outside?
This jacket's worth more than your truck.
Seriously.
So I decided to forego silver puffy, and because I'm not really going to be outside. I mean, let's face it. I'm going to be inside having a lobster BLT or two, and of course there's some new food at Fenway. You got the the buffalo tater tots and the lobster BLT for $97.50.
It's worth market it. Price.
As a market, yeah, lobster market price.
Market so, price. What's the market price?
If you are coming to the game, come down and see us here at the Baseball Tavern. You can enjoy a cold Budweiser officially at 8 this morning, and of course, the Baseball Tavern always offering a free breakfast for our listeners on this day every single year. So,
thanks, Runes.
Yeah, thanks to the whole entire team here, and this place will be impossible to get into after 9:30 or so this morning. So, make your way over here quick if you're going to the game. Red Sox advising that you are in your seats by about 12:45 because the ceremony is going to start at 1.
Important lobster-related question. When you're at dinner with bros or friends, do you check for the market price first because you're cheap before you let them order the lobster?
I'm generally not paying. But
and
yes.
That's how the rich stay rich, folks.
Let's see. We have some audio here that I want to play from Alex Cora, who says that those of you who are panicking about the rough start that your beloved baseball team has had, should not be panicking. This is the manager of the Boston Red Sox.
We love winning. You know, one thing for sure, we're not going to get caught up on the, if you win, it's a relief, and if you lose, it's life and death. We don't play that here in this clubhouse. You know, we win, we enjoyed it. We know where we're going. We know how good we are. We know that we have to get better, like I said before the game. We learn a lot in this road trip, but now it's over. You know, hopefully when we talk about this road trip a few months from now, we can look back and say, well, you know what? It was a learning experience. It makes us better.
A learning experience. Mm. All right.
Yeah,
a learning.
Okay, wow.
That. I told you so moments. I'm looking for that.
Yeah. Well, Shu, you live or die. You're one of those people who lives or dies with the Boston Red Sox, which has caused over the many years of your lifetime, more misery than it's caused exuberance. Mm-hmm.
So, I have two ulcers, one from my child and one from the Red Sox.
One from the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I think they'll pull it together, and it's gonna start today. So we will continue to keep you up to date with what is going on today, and we'll be joined here at the Baseball Tavern at 9 o'clock by Garen Austin from Nesson. And she'll tell you what she thinks about the Red Sox turning things around this season. The anthem today is the Maestro and the Boston Pops.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is way cool.
Yeah, I like that.
You do?
Yeah,
I think
that's great.
I do.
Okay, you
yeah,
do?
He's such
cool.
A great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you don't feel like that's been done, like been there, done that?
Yeah, and I think it's cool. I always enjoy anything that the BSO does.
Well, it's like Rene Rancourt. You know, yeah. He's just good.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
the
awesome.
The new guy's pretty good though over at the Garden.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got a pretty operatic kind of delivery on the
yeah,
anthem.
He does.
He's pretty good, the
yeah,
new guy who
I
does
like
we have, speaking of the Bruins, we have Bruins playoff tickets to give away. We're gonna do that tomorrow on the show during mm-hmm. during the 7 o'clock hour. Is that mm-hmm. when we're doing that? All right. So heads up on winning Bruins playoff tickets. We'll do that tomorrow during the 7 o'clock hour. Let's see. Here's a text that says $97 for a lobster BLT. Is that after you use your Groupon? And I was only kidding. I don't know how much it is. Danielle, do you have the Google machine available? I don't know how much they're charging at Fenway today for the lobster BLT.
$30.
You think so?
Probably.
Yeah, probably like $29.99. You know, they never round it up. They round it down that one penny to make it seem cheaper.
Yeah. I don't know if they even, I mean, do people even know how to make change anymore?
No.
I mean, that's one of those things.
Do people even use cash anymore?
That's one of those things that millennials are not that good at, is making change. I was never that good at it because math, not my strong subject.
No, I'm with you. A lot of subjects weren't my strong subject.
I was pretty good at history and English, but math and the sciences, not my thing.
I'm that person that when the check comes for the group and I see four people whip out their cell phones, I'm like, listen, can we not do this? Double the first four numbers, add that to the end, and then divide it by five. Let's make this easy. Well, I only had I'm not tipping on the tech.
I only had a water.
I'm not tipping on the wine.
You know, I I must have mentioned on the show recently that typing was the most important thing that I learned in high school because you used the home row.
Right.
I think
yeah.
I said that. Yesterday, a typing teacher tweeted at me and asked if she could play that audio for the students in her class. I was like, I don't think that's I don't know if you want to use me as an example of why you should pay attention in typing class.
I used to get sent to detention because I would type without paper and the teacher would snap.
Albie's a hunter and a pecker when it comes to typing.
Did you find a price on
that? I did not. No prices I've found have been listed. It's just it describes the items, but no price for the lobster.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
You're going to Fenway on opening day.
You're going to spend $1 million.
Just take $500 out of the bank, and when you get home, hammer it at 2 in the morning in an Uber, and your wife's yelling at you, you'll have 4 singles in your pocket.
Now, Stiz Grimey is with us here this morning, the assistant producer of the show. And so I'm assuming that Stanley's poll is already up this morning because it's opening day and you're excited about opening day.
It is. I am very excited.
All right.
Also excited about this breakfast, though. I was told there would be breakfast.
Yeah, there's free breakfast. So, yeah,
all right. Okay.
You can take a container with you. You can throw some stuff in a napkin and throw it in your pocket.
I came prepared.
You're like a squirrel where you store your food for the winter. And then
I don't know where my next meal's coming from, Greg.
Do you keep a hunk of bacon in your cheek and chew on it all day long?
Yes, so that
you
can, I do.
Because you're struggling when it comes to the cash?
Struggling.
What is Stanley's poll about this morning?
So opening day, big day in Boston. Great day to be at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Also a great day to be at a city bar and have a couple wobbly pops.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think a lot of people bang out of work early today. And,
absolutely.
And they'll be out and about, and whether it's here or down here or over in the seaport or something. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we wanted to know... what's the biggest, best drinking day of the year here in Boston?
Ah, of the whole year. What's the best? Okay,
We got a couple good choices, and I'm telling you now, with the votes coming in, it's not. We don't have a clear winner.
Okay.
So is it opening day?
Yep.
Marathon Monday?
Ooh.
Or St. Patty's Day?
Or St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
What about July 4th, man?
LB's like, what about July 2nd?
What about June 5th?
So the three choices when it comes to the best drinking day in our city are opening day, Marathon Monday, or St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
I would lean toward Marathon Monday because people go out on St. Patrick's Day, but... I just, for whatever reason, Marathon Monday to me is a day when everybody finally is like, you know what? It's spring and I'm going out and I'm taking the day. It's a holiday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to work really because of Patriot's Day.
Right. Drunk college chicks.
No school.
I went with Marathon Monday myself.
You did?
Yeah.
Who's current when it comes to the poll results? What's currently in the lead?
St. Patty's Day is in the lead with 50%.
Really? With 50%.
Marathon Monday not far behind. With 35%.
Oh, okay. Marathon Monday is second. And today is what? Third with obviously it's third.
Yeah, opening day is third with 15% right now.
All right.
I feel like Marathon Monday is more of a pro drinking day, whereas people have their plans in place. They know where they're going to go. They park their butts and they do their thing. Whereas St. Patrick's Day tends to be more of the amateur type
crowd.
Going here. We're just going to be messy. Whereas Marathon Monday is more of a focused day out.
A texter says that LB's answer is any day that ends in a Y.
Of course.
You know that old chestnut, LB.
I've only said that a gazillion times in the last 23 years.
Here's a text that says you left off the annual Patriots Championship Parade that we have every year.
That's true. That is very true.
Yes.
Well, that's just a given.
You left that off. Let's see. Everybody's texting in about the night before Thanksgiving. That's a big day everywhere.
Right.
That's nationally the night that everybody goes.
Yeah, we were focusing more in our city.
Here in Boston. So
Facebook kind of ruined the glory of being a person that didn't peak in high school and then going back and seeing the people that did peak in high school, because you know what everybody's doing these days, except for like the three people that aren't on social media from your graduating class.
It's good that you're not bitter though. That's a
No, I'm just saying as an example. I had a terrible time in high school. I don't care. Whatever. I'm bitter about it.
You're that girl that works out for 6 months before that night.
Before the night before.
You bet your ass,
so
bud.
I could drop 45. I'm a smoke show.
Yeah. Danielle goes to the reunion. She's like, so do you listen to the radio?
They tell me that unsolicitedly,
I don't know if you listen to the Hillman Morning Show, the HHMS, as Mike the Can Man calls it. All right. So it is 6:33, and this is our annual home opener live broadcast from the Baseball Tavern. It's brought to you by Budweiser. And LB, please stop. Please.
There's six people here.
We don't. I know. I know it's your.
You, Greg,
I know it's your thing.
Keep doing
no,
it.
I know it's your thing. But
I'm
don't.
Trying to
we
support.
Don't. I know, but we don't want it.
Okay.
So just if I could be, I don't know how I could
That's
be any clearer that I don't. What you've brought to the show is you waving your hands up to get people to clap. That is.
Listen,
just not,
I'm funny.
It's not
A
what
lot
I
of people
not what
me.
I want. All right, so the news is brought to you this hour by...
Midstate Auto Group. Head to Midstate Auto for your next vehicle. If they can't get you approved, nobody can. Midstate Auto Group, 810 Washington Street in Auburn. Stop by or call Midstate today at 508-832-8886. So yesterday, we had the Monday afternoon massacre in the White House, Greg, after the president fired Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen on Sunday. He got rid of the rest of the agency's senior management Monday, which means, I believe, for the first time, several of the president's cabinet members will be serving in an acting capacity. He secured yesterday the resignation of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director, the DHS Undersecretary for Management, and the DHS General Counsel.
And the director of the Secret Service,
yes.
Also fired,
yes.
Fired by him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently he's was in what did Jane Swift say? She was in a firing mood.
A firing mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you get when you get fired from the White House? Do you get severance or
You're all set.
Do you get your vacation time
good.
or how does that work?
You get the $200K and the free parking spot for life.
Yes.
No, you get a book deal. That's what you get.
All right. So Randolph Secret Service, as the president calls him, will no longer be running the Secret Service. All right. What else is happening this morning, Danielle?
Well, Felicity Huffman was among 13 wealthy parents who pleaded guilty yesterday for their part in the college admissions scandal. She has yet to be sentenced. And, of course, her husband, William H. Macy, the actor, was never charged. Felicity did admit to paying $15,000 to getting her daughter help on her SATs via a proctor. She did apologize. She issued a statement yesterday and said her daughter knew absolutely nothing about the cheating.
Do you believe that?
I do.
For that one, yes.
Okay, for the Lori Loughlin one.
No, because they did like a photo shoot set up to pretend that they were rowing. But to have a proctor correct your SAT answers, I think it's feasible that the daughter didn't know.
I mean, talk about helicopter parenting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to be like to pay without your daughter knowing. To pay $15,000 so she does better on a test,
right.
Is real. I mean, it really is egregious. I mean, I could tell in her statement. First of all, I think it was a smart move by her to just admit everything and not fight it. And her statement sounded, it sounded like she was being honest with the way she felt. But to do that without your daughter knowing, and then for your daughter to become a gigantic news story. Mm-hmm. I mean,
we come from the different side of the fence.
What would that be?
Well, if you're not cheating, you ain't trying.
Right. But again, I'm really talking about the daughter. The fact that she made her daughter a national news story, and her daughter's in college, and so she shamed essentially her daughter. And what a horrendous thing for a parent to do, you know?
Why is she shamed, though? Like, well, do you think any college kid could give two hoots?
Every college kid that goes to school
with her is like, I wish my parents did that.
So you don't think that the daughter is embarrassed or has been made to feel uncomfortable in the college? Yeah,
I don't know. If people knew it was her, I think you probably had a lot of kids that worked hard to get in there and were probably very bitter about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
would you be bitter though?
If I missed out on an opportunity, if I had worked hard and I missed out on an opportunity to get into an institution of higher learning because someone else paid a bribe for their child to get in, yeah, I'd be BS. Absolutely.
I guess my point is, and I said this at the very beginning when we were talking about this, is if my parents had the money to send me to school for free.
What do you mean? Had the money to send you to school for free? I don't get what. What are you talking about?
Well, no, I'm just talking about the other kids. If you could have got in for free, you'd do it.
That's not what
They didn't get in for free.
They shouldn't have gotten in at all. They don't belong at the school. They cheated. Like, they cheated their way into the school.
I'm not going to try to explain this.
We disagree to this.
Well, no, I know. I mean, I get it.
If I could send Will to college and he was a stupid dope, I'd pay to get him into school to have a good time. But he has to be able to stay in there too.
I'm paying to have him stay in there.
Well, no, some people believe that their obligation as a parent is to be involved in their child's life and to guide them in the right direction when it comes to getting something on their own.
Right. That would be like, how come my son had to pay for his first car, but the guy next door bought his daughter a car well, if for free.
Are you talking about me buying my kids a car?
No.
I think if you work your ass off, you can't
pick and choose your poison. So
that's not picking and choosing. First of all, I'm not going to be dragged into an argument because it's the home opener. Well, no. But I'm just making a point.
People give their kids stuff for free. Other parents can't afford to give their kids stuff for free.
You're not.
Because people get pissed off in the text line when I argue with him. Even if I try to clarify something, it's not worth it. That's his contention. The kid's getting in for free. That's fine. I'm not going to argue
with him. So why is everybody upset with the Lori Loughlin?
Because she committed fraud in order to get her two daughters into a school that they weren't qualified for, while everybody else in the country is doing it the right way.
So why is my point? I can buy a car for my kid and he gets it for free.
College is free. It's not. It has nothing to do with the cost. So then you're fine with illegal immigrants.
So if you're cool with people
getting into schools that they shouldn't be into, no repercussions, then you're fine with people sneaking over the border too, right?
No, if illegal immigrants pay a ton of money, I can't get you. You're taking me down the wrong road.
Okay.
So my point is that if you can afford to hook your kid up, wouldn't you pay to hook your kid up?
But that's not fair to the people that actually did the work.
Yeah, but who cares?
The people that actually have the credentials. That's who cares.
Yeah, no. And then when you walk, you know, I said this the other day. You're the person that knows the owner of the bar, and there's 115 people standing in line to get into the bar, and you walk up, high five the doorman, and walk in. That's fine.
I don't think waiting in line to pay a $10 cover is the same as trying your whole entire high school career to get into college.
That's not my point. It's not anywhere near it. Well, what's the difference between 150 people in line being pissed off and a million students being pissed off and parents being pissed off because your kids skated?
That's the difference. And the bar is not setting you up for a future and a career.
It's opening day. Let's be happy. You guys are always right.
All right. Well, anyway, we're out of time. The show is over. Go Red Sox.
Happy opening day.
I mean, thanks. Jimmy thanks Rudy, for that.
But,
thanks for that.
We're diet, having, please.
Anyway, I thought you were off those.
Yeah.
We're sponsored by Budweiser today. I have
right
to.
Then.
They're forcing me to have a beer.
Yes. I think you said yesterday you weren't going to have any beers, and now you're ordering them. All right. It is 6:42, and we're going to get to the rest of today's news from the baseball tavern in the okay. LB's doing the directing the clapping again. From the this is not the Oprah program. We don't need clapping. We will be right back.
Check into your seat.
Right back from the baseball tavern. Just about a half an hour away from Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune. Was Joe in a good mood about doing Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune this year?
Yeah, all except for one and a half.
One and a half.
Let's just say.
Nice.
And it's puzzling why not, because it didn't involve sex or drugs or violence in any
way.
Wow. Yeah.
There was one that he didn't want to do.
Yeah, he just didn't.
Yeah. I mean, can
I say which one he didn't want to do?
Well, yeah. I mean, for years, I have tried to get him to do I Like Big Butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah.
Not happening.
But he won't do what was the one that he didn't want to do this year?
He wouldn't do Kickstart My Heart.
What?
Really?
The middle part where he says, you know, when we started this band and
yeah,
the whole middle.
Yeah, he wouldn't do maybe
and there's really nothing wrong with
maybe,
that.
Maybe Joe has an issue with Motley Crue. Maybe there's
he probably saw the dirt.
Maybe there's some bad blood going back a few.
Oh, oh boy.
I'll never forget that time. Tommy Lee and I were at the same club, and all of a sudden he was trying to get with the ladies, and they were at my table. Yes. I don't know. I mean, that's. I mean, that.
Well,
that's
the
weird.
Tommy Lee it's Pam weird. Video, probably, right?
Maybe. I don't know. All right, let's see what Eric has to add to the show this morning. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you doing?
What's up? What's going? What's happening?
Hey, just quick thing. Quick question for LB, my man.
Sure.
Let's just say, you know, your son, I don't know, bust his hump through, I don't know, high school, studied, got great grades, and literally trained every single day, eating healthy, I mean, nasty stuff, veggies and all that nonsense. And he's trying to go for a Division I hockey, you know, scholarship and college. He kills himself to at least do that. Now, let's say Joe Schmo's parents that sponsors that were able to cash in a couple mils. Man, how would you feel by that? You know, your son busted his hump till he get there. All right, just to get Division I. That's exactly what, you know, Hillman and Danielle is trying to talk about. That's the only thing that they're trying to at least state. You know.
Well, you have to understand, I come from the other side of the tracks. I used to have to sneak down from my bedroom upstairs to grab saltine crackers because my little brother was crying because he was so hungry at 2 a.m.
You don't look like you're going hungry these days.
Wow. It worked out good, Hilda.
It looks like several decades since you've gone without.
Thank you, Harry Sinden and the Jacobs family.
You don't look
people come from different places and have different mentalities. You know, I used to have to steal food to feed my little brother. I used to have to walk home
in the snow,
no.
10 miles uphill.
I used to have to come home. Both my parents worked. So I used to have to come home and, you know, my brother was in first grade and I'd make grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup for him so that he could eat something at lunch. So, you know, mentalities and people come from different places. So, you know, there are people that have to steal, to cheat, to lie to pay the rent, you know, because they've got three kids in their one-bedroom apartment with three beds.
But so these people don't have to do that.
But Felicity Huffman is not.
She's not stealing saltines to feed her kids.
But you guys are busting my nuts. I don't judge her. Go ahead. I don't care. There are so many people that have more to worry about every morning waking up. Who can give two hoots if a bunch of millionaires are cheating?
All right. Well, Eric, thank you for the call. It is 5 minutes before seven, and it's the home opener. We are at the Baseball Tavern, and today's show is brought to you by Budweiser. And if you're on your way down here, Baseball Tavern hooking you up with a good base to get the day started, free breakfast here at the tavern, and then, of course, the game gets underway at 2 o'clock today. Red Sox are advising that you are in your seats by 12:45, so you don't miss a moment of the ring ceremony and the presentation of the Lombardi Trophy and all of that. So it's been a while. I guess it's been a while since we had both the Red Sox and the Patriots on the field after winning a championship back-to-back. So that'll be an exciting part of today.
You don't want to miss any of the opening ceremonies because Greg is going to need you to tell him what happened during them.
Right. Well, it's possible. Danielle, I'll be watching on television from upstairs.
Yeah. Right. Can't you do that at home? And
there is
but
some
then you miss the noise, the ambient noise, yeah. Shoe.
Oh,
there is some interesting information this morning from science about the 10 cities where grown-ass adults are still leeching off their parents, speaking of the topic we were just talking about. And who obtained this information?
This was a national survey done by Junior Achievement USA in conjunction with Citizens Bank.
Okay.
And they surveyed an extensive selection of individuals in their late teens, 20s, and 30s. And they found that these are the top cities where people still live with their parents as grown-ass adults.
Okay.
Riverside, California, which is just outside L.A., has the highest percentage. Just over 28% of people between the ages of 25 and 40 still live at home. That's over a quarter, folks.
You're kidding me. So almost a third of the adults still live with their parents in Riverside, California.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Miami.
And you said this is up to 40?
This is up to 40.
Up to 40. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Miami is number two at 28%. Los Angeles, number three at 27%. New York, number four at 25%. So far, a lot of expensive cities.
Yeah.
San Antonio clocks in at number five, 23% of individuals 25 to 40 still living with their parents. New Orleans was number six at 23%. Philadelphia, number seven at 23%. Providence, Rhode Island came in at number eight.
What? Oh, nice.
22%, just over a fifth of individuals still living at home. Baltimore also came in at 22% for number nine. And Orlando, Florida was number 10 at 21%.
All right. Well, congratulations, Massachusetts. We have at least many of you are not leeching off your parents currently. So that's a good thing.
I mean,
currently.
Good gig if you can get it.
Well, sure. Yeah, of course. Why not? I mean, did they ask how many of the adults are still having their cell phone bill paid for by their parents?
Right.
Or their car insurance paid for by their parents.
Or their car payments.
Right. let's see. This is Mike, who has called the show this morning. Mike, what are you calling about?
Well, you know, I'm listening to our friend Lyndon here, and I'm just confused about his past, because some stories he tells that his Cracker Jack owned gas stations and bars.
Actually, my dad, not Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack ran the UGG elevator in Nippon. Okay. For 38 years, and they gave him a watch.
Positions, and you get sent away from home since you were like 10 to go to a private school. Then you're telling us that you had to steal crackers for your little brother. Well, I mean, what is it?
Would well, you heard yesterday.
Do me a favor, dickhead.
I'm just trying to clarify things.
What? You just ran off everything in my whole life.
So what is it?
What? You just ran it off.
Were you stealing crackers for your little brother because you were so poor?
Yes, when I lived in Nippon, Saskatchewan, and my dad left when I was four, and Tony Hawk married my mom, and he was a complete douche nozzle, and my little brother used to starve at night, so I used to walk downstairs and steal crackers and take them to him so that he would quit crying. And then when I left Nippon, I went to Jasper because I beat my stepfather up and my mom, and he kicked me out. So then they sent me to live with my dad, who I didn't know from when I was four. And then I lived with my dad for 2 years, and my stepmom hated me, so they sent me off to private school, which was an incredible school called Notre Dame College of Wilcox, Saskatchewan, which turned me into a professional hockey player. And then
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.